7:30 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, and with an update on what happened at the meeting, Director of Planning and Zoning, Pat LaRoe, joins me. Good morning, Pat. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm well. Thank you for having me.
All right. What were some of the highlights of last night's meeting?
So we had a good meeting last night. We're done pretty early in the night, before 7, so everyone was pretty happy, and we made a fair bit of decision-making. So all in all, a good evening. The first item on the agenda was a text amendment proposed by Mr. Joe Pecora related to projects in the LBR2 zone. This was discussed at a few meetings earlier, closed at the meeting on the 21st of March, and then voted on last night. The commission decided not to take the text amendment in its format and voted to not approve it based on a number of factors related to the POCD, the goals of the LBR2 zone, which this proposal that was put forth did not seem to align with. The second item, decision item, was 177 Hamilton Ave. 15 Grand Street is the address. It is an 830G affordable housing development that was proposed. 10 units, 30% set aside. That project was, at the last hearing, was augmented or supplemented, I should say, with a mixed-use proposal. That came in very late in the game, had a lot of issues that were not at least reviewed by departments and staff and the commission. So the commission voted not to consider the mixed-use option and went with the original and complete 10-unit affordable housing project, and they approved that last night, 5-0. The next item was a two-lot subdivision application at 27 Richmond Drive. This application was left open. There were some outstanding issues regarding the engineering or the drainage on the site and sewer comments that need to be addressed before the commission could move forward. Number three was a project, DNF Holding, and that project was at 137 Dublin Road. It was a three-lot subdivision. Application was also left open. There are some septic comments that the commission wanted to see addressed before they move forward. There were also some questions regarding drainage from DPW that needed to be just ironed out, and the applicant is meeting with departments today, so that should be back at a later meeting. The next application was 140 Hamilton Avenue, also in Chickahominy. The proposal here was to build an 8-space parking lot in the rear of the building at 140 Hamilton Ave on the corner of Charles Street. The commission decided to modify the application and reduce the number of parking spaces because it was for residential only. They felt that there was not enough green space in Greenwich alone, but also in this area of town, and that having a large parking lot in the rear of a building that used to be lawn was probably at that size was probably a little bit too much and a little bit unnecessary. So they reduced the parking by two spaces as proposed and approved a 6-space parking lot and some additional planting and tree space for that business to have that, that building to have parking. Number five was the 265 Bruce Park Ave. That is a two-family new development in the R6 zone. This is, again, back from an earlier meeting before the commission. There was some concern about the parking in the front yard. Typically, in the regulations and in Greenwich, if you're going to park parallel to the road and on your lot, you need to have some screening or some way to make it a little less obvious. And the applicant heard that last meeting and addressed that and was approved last night. Number six was for Dodd Real Estate, which is also known as 1205 East Putnam. The Shake Shack proposal was withdrawn, and that application is no longer going forward. So if there is anything coming back at that site, it will be a new application and new notification, etc. And the last application on the public hearing was Fred Durante, a resubdivision application at 328 Palmer Road in Neighborly Way. Again, we had theme of the night. We had some outstanding sewer and DPW comments regarding the drainage that were needed to be addressed, and some comments the commission had about conditioning the proposal as designed, and that application was left open and would be heard at a later meeting. We also had a moratorium extension, which is just a stay on applications under a certain section of our regulation. This one related to accessory dwelling units. We had enacted one that was 6 months, was about to run out this month. The commission is still working on language and needed a little more time to have, not so much think about the language, but to have the public hearing and the necessary discussions before adoption. And they extended a three-month moratorium to just have those public hearings and get the final draft and process going. We had a pre-app for Greenwich Place. They're replacing their pool and cabana facilities at on Junior High, Western Junior Highway, and that was received pretty well by the commission. They're going to come back with their site plan application very shortly. And then the next item was Amfair, One Binney Lane. That is a subdivision application that was approved, I think, back in January. They were creating an open space out of a single parcel. The applicant needed a little more time because of the time of year to complete the work needed to file the map that's required for subdivision applications. That typically needs to be done in a 90-day period. They wanted to get a little more time so that they could accomplish it by the end of the spring, and that was essentially the reason for the extension.
All right. You know, we've reported, Pat, about the Stop and Shop closing in Glenville. Any word on any applications there? What might go there in its place?
I don't. All I know is that the lease was not being extended, and then we had heard about that a few weeks ago. But I don't have anything to report about, you know, future developments or what have you.
Okay. All right. And what do we have for the next meeting?
So next meeting, we are going to have the Western Middle School Fields Project, the remediation and rehabilitation over there. That'll be a large chunk of the discussion. We also have 281 Railroad and Zero Woodland. That is a moderate income development on the old where the telephone poles used to stand next to across the street from where Pet Pantry used to be on Railroad Ave. And that's for major stuff. Yeah, besides the stuff that came off in this meeting that's going to be continued, those are the biggies.
All right. Well, and for now, no Shake Shack.
No Shake Shack. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Pat, for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
I really do. Thank you.
Take care. That is Pat LaRoe, Director of Planning and Zoning with the P&Z, met last night. WGC.